Florida's unemployment rate in December jumped up to 8.1% last month, the highest it's been September of 1992. Rebecca Russ is with the Florida Agency for Workforce Innovation.
Well, Florida's December 2008 rate of 8.1% is up by 3.6 percentage points over the year. The year-ago rate was 4.5%.
The Tampa Bay area's unemployment rate is now 8.3%. Rebecca Rust, an economist with the Florida Agency for Workforce Innovation, says two specific industries have been devastated in this downturn.
Yes, the two industries impacted the most in December compared to a year ago would be the construction industry, which is down by 88,200 jobs, and also now the trade, transportation, and utilities is down by 81,100. So it's construction and trade where we see most of the job losses.
State legislators just completed a special session where they cut $2.8 billion in government spending to deal with the deficit. But they refused to consider raising taxes on cigarettes, despite a poll published Thursday that indicated that over 70% of the state supported that user fee. Mark Soskin is an associate professor of economics at the University of Central Florida. He says Florida has a structural deficit. That is, the state would be suffering even if there wasn't the national recession hitting the rest of the country. He says that's because of the absence of the fast growth that sustained the state for years. Recently, the state legislature approved an economic stimulus plan proposed by Governor Charlie Crist that provides $10 million in loans and support services for small businesses with 10 to 50 employees. Professor Soskin says that move is necessary because of a declining manufacturing and tourism base and the lack of a sufficient way to raise revenue in the state.
We've hit our trust funds. We've lost all kinds of other sources. At some point, we're going to have to address getting rid of some of the 320-plus sales tax exemptions in the state without income tax. We have the narrowest sales tax in the U.S., and that costs us literally billions and billions of dollars. And so they need some kind of way to get cover so they can broaden that. Until they do, any of the other things, cigarettes, you name it, is not going to get us there.
Eliminating some of the myriad and seemingly arbitrary set of tax exemptions in the state is not a new issue, but the idea is growing as members of the Republican-dominated legislature look at ways to eliminate an even bigger deficit later this year. Again, University of Central Florida economics professor Mark Soskin.
Florida went into this recession before practically anyone, and if we keep the current tax structure, we'll be the last to come out. All through this year, it's going to get worse and worse and worse. There's nothing Florida can do to prevent that, but at least they can maintain some of the services. Higher education is one of the things that we here at the university, I mean, we've taken, will now be 20% loss in our budget, even though enrollments are way up, and that's not even adjusting for inflation. So that people aren't going to stay in a state where there isn't quality public services.
Tampa area Congresswoman Kathy Castor said yesterday that Florida could get over $4 billion in added federal Medicaid funding this year in the economic stimulus package being worked on in Washington. State officials in Florida, as in every other part of the country, are eagerly anticipating what funding they'll get from Congress once that legislation is passed. Rebecca Rust with the Florida Agency for Workforce Innovation says all indications are that things will get worse with the Sunshine State's economy before they get better.
Well, the Economic Estimating Conference does our official forecast, and their numbers are showing that we should see improvement during the last quarter of 2009. So we do expect a slow economy during most of this year. And we hope to have average growth again resume in the state in the years of 2010 and 2011. But there will be a new forecast that will come out in February next month, and that will be the latest numbers to see where they expect the economy to go in the next year or two.